The parable of the seed. Abraham was 99 years old and Ishmael 13 when they were circumcised. Isaac was born when Abraham was 100. Between the circumcision of his household and the birth of Isaac, while he was yet living in the plain of Mamre, which is Hebron, the Lord appeared to him and again promised Sarah a son. At this crisis, Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed and the Dead Sea formed. After this catastrophe, Abraham journeyed from Hebron toward the south country and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar of the Philistines. On his arrival there, he entered into an agreement with the king of the country, which they confirmed by an oath by which he was permitted to dwell in any part of Philistia he pleased, and a certain well of water was restored to him, called Beersheba, which had been violently taken away by the king's servants. After this arrangement, Isaac was born according to promise. On the day he was weaned, Abraham made a great feast. It was then Ishmael was detected mocking at Isaac, which caused his and Hagar's expulsion from the family. These being cast out, Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and there called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. Having thus settled himself, he sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. How long he continued there may be learned from the following considerations. In his speech before the Sanhedrin, Stephen says, "When Abraham's father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein ye dwell." That is, he returned from Philistia to Hebron in the land of Canaan. Now Terah, Abraham's father, was 70 years old when Abraham was born, so that when Isaac was born in Beersheba, Terah was 170. But Terah lived 205 years and then died at Haran. And it was after his death that Abraham removed to Hebron, where Sarah died aged 127. Now she died 2 years after Terah, so that it was in this 2 years that Abraham left Philistia. But Stephen says it was when Terah died he moved to Canaan, which makes the many days he sojourned in the Philistines' land 35 years from the birth of Isaac. This simple statement of facts removes a difficulty which has puzzled chronologists exceedingly. Moses says Terah died in Haran, aged 205 years, and Stephen is made to say that Abraham removed from Haran to Canaan when Terah died, thereby making Sarah a resident of the country only 2 years. This is the fault of the English version, which renders the Hebrew word "from thence" instead of "afterwards," as it ought to be. And a footnote says, as it is translated in Acts 13, verse 21. "Abraham," said Stephen, "dwelt in Haran, and afterwards," how long after? "When his father was dead, he removed him," from where? "From Beersheba of the Philistines." "Where to?" "To Hebron, in this land wherein ye dwell." Thus Moses and Stephen agree. Now at some time, while Abraham was sojourning in the land of the Philistines, God appeared to him for the purpose of putting his faith to the proof, and of giving him, in the person of Isaac, a lively representation of what was to befall his seed, the Christ, then in the loins of Isaac, before he should be exalted to inherit Canaan and the world. The trial was a very severe one. He was commanded to take Isaac, his only son whom he loved, into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which God should point out. Moriah was itself a mountain upon which Solomon afterwards built the temple, and the land or region around is celebrated by mounts, afterwards called Zion, Olivet, and Calvary. The mountain chosen of God is not named. I can only therefore express my opinion that it was Calvary. It took him till the third day to arrive at the place, a distance of 40 miles in a straight line from Beersheba. This will not be surprising when it is remembered that he rode upon an ass, accompanied by two young men, beside Isaac, who conveyed the wood and the other necessaries for the journey. Their progress was therefore slow. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. He then caused the party to halt. He told the young men to stay there with the ass, and I and the lad, said he, will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. But if he were going to slay Isaac, how could Isaac and he come again to them? The apostle explains this, saying, By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten of Sarah, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a parable. Abraham fully intended to slay Isaac, but he firmly believed that God would raise him from the dead, because all the promises God had made him were to be accomplished in Isaac's seed. As it is written, My covenant will I establish with Isaac and his seed after him. Therefore said Abraham to the young men, We will come again to you. The parable, or representation of what was afterwards to happen to Isaac's seed, the Christ, now began. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, while he carried the fire and the knife. Isaac went on with great readiness, not in the least suspecting that he was the proposed victim. My father, he said, as they jogged along, and he said, Here am I, my son. Behold, said Isaac, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Having arrived at the place, built an altar, and laid the wood in order, he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. He then stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. At this crisis, when Isaac was expecting instant death at the hand of his father, who loved him as his only son, the angel of the Lord called to him out of heaven and commanded him to do the lad no harm. A ram caught in a thicket by the horns was appointed as a substitute for Isaac, who was therefore substitutionally slain. But by his personal deliverance from death, restored to Abraham as by a resurrection. Abraham called the place of this memorable and instructive transaction Yahweh Yireh. And upward of 400 years afterwards, it was known by the name of the Mount of the Lord. But before we dismiss the parable of the seed, it is to be remarked that it was not completed in the figurative resurrection of Isaac. The sacrificial death and resurrection of Christ had been represented, but then after these events, what was to be his destiny? The answer to this question is found in the closing incident of the parable. Moses testifies that the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. The first time he announced from heaven the acceptance of the son's sacrifice, but the second time the Lord spoke from heaven had reference to Christ's triumph over his enemies and his possession of the world, as preached to Abraham in the gospel at the beginning. By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Thus the parabolic representation was finished, and Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt there.